First, how do councils decide which services to cut? Last week, the government announced that grants for councils in England, not including Greater London, and the cut to direct grants is almost 9%. That's according to the Local Government Association. But the government calculates that, taking other income into account, the average fall in spending power for next year is only around 2%. Even so, there will have to be cuts. And this morning we learned that three quarters of councils controlling street lighting are turning it down to try to save some money. Others are reducing opening times at libraries or closing youth clubs. The council grant for running the Gorse Hill Youth Club in Trafford is being withdrawn from April next year. Rajiv Gupta has been talking to some people who use it.
It'd be a massive loss because there's absolutely nowhere else for children to go. There's nowhere local that's a reasonable price unless you pay for big dance studios and dance schools, which a lot of people around here can't afford to do. And it's a known place. People know each other. People have met through here over sort of generations. I mean, I don't know what research they've done about the usage and what it's doing for children over, you know, over time. I'd imagine there'll be a lot of young people who've got nothing to do. They're bored at home. They'll end up with more trouble in the area. That's my opinion. And it's very tragic.
I'm called Tiana and I'm 10 years old. We're decorating cakes and biscuits and it's free. That's all.
And they're saying that this place might close down. How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel cross because a lot of people will have nowhere else to go, like, and do loads of activities, and it feels like our home, like where we dance every day.
Some voices from Gorse Hill Youth Club in Trafford. But some councils are improving some services. Hammersmith and Fulham's getting rid of charges for community care, and that's made some people very happy.
I have a long-term neurological brain condition, which means that I need roughly 21 hours support a day. We're over the moon about the decision that's been made by Hammersmith and Fulham Council. It addresses a long-term unfairness in relation to charging disabled people for essential services. Practically, it's going to lead to disabled people in Hammersmith and Fulham asking for support when they need it. For example, an elderly man whose wife's got Alzheimer's, they both need support and not invoices. I think what Hammersmith and Fulham Council have done is they've set down a gauntlet in terms of local authorities really, really, really looking into their budgets.
Kevin Caulfield, who chairs the Hammersmith and Fulham Coalition Against Cuts. So how do councils choose what to cut and what to keep or enhance, and how important are local campaigns? Tony Travis is Professor of Local Government at the London School of Economics, and he's an advisor to the House of Commons Communities and Local Government Select Committee. And Councillor Stephen Cowan is the Labour leader of Hammersmith and Fulham Council. Councillor Cowan, there has been a vigorous local campaign against charges for home care. How much did that influence the decision you have made to get rid of those charges altogether?
I think it was an influence, but I think we always knew that any charge on disability was a tax on disability, and we thought that was just plain wrong. When you look at the money it raised £324,000. Hammersmith and Fulham Council was spending over £400,000 on pictures of councillors hanging from lampposts with positive propaganda messages from the former Conservative administration, and we just cut that budget, we closed down council magazines, and we found about £400,000. There's an extra administration charge in issuing these home care charges, and we were able to strip out that. So we've got about £500,000 spare, and the first thing we wanted to do on International Disability Day was to remove the disability tax.
Professor Travis, in Leicester last week, the council had to postpone plans to withdraw grants from some voluntary groups because of a legal challenge there. Do you think that kind of legal challenge will become more common?
Well, almost certainly. I mean, in the end, as council resources are declining, I mean, all decisions are ones about rationing. Now, it's true on occasion, it's possible to deliver the existing services more efficiently or to stop doing one thing to do another. But however you look at it, when you're allocating limited amounts of public money and a council wants to do something new, well, they're going to have to stop doing something else or find much greater or more efficient ways of doing what they're doing now.
Councillor Cowan, how do you try to avoid the possibility of legal challenge when you make a decision to withdraw something like a community grant?
We've actually, in Hammersmith and Fulham, we won in May. So far, our experience is we've increased community grants by 40%. But I think looking at it in the round...
So what have you cut then?
We inherited, we are hoping to cut a London's most expensive IT service at £22 million. Other councils are doing it for £12 million and less. So we're going through the books with a fine-tooth comb and just stripping out everything that doesn't need to happen.
And how will you avoid the possibility of legal challenges?
We will firstly hope that no one would be in a position of wanting to legally challenge us, but secondly, we would be rigorous in all our processes. We actively consult, we engage the public in what they're wanting us to do, and we follow the legal processes tightly. And that's the way I think all councils should operate, and most do.
Tony Travis, is there any evidence that different political parties choose different things to cut?
Well, there's no doubt that different parties and different parties in different places will have different priorities. I mean, you know, we've just heard from Hammersmith and Fulham where there was a change in political control, and that undoubtedly means the councillors who are taking over want to do things that are different. But in the end, councils are faced with what they've done in the past. And to answer your previous question about legal challenges, I mean, inevitably, as money is withdrawn from local government, there will be more legal challenges as councils are pushed back further and further towards doing the bare minimum that they're required to within the law. The big question is, as there are more challenges of that kind, whether the courts will decide councils are behaving reasonably, whether they've gone through the right procedures and so on, and whether they're fulfilling the statutory minimum that they're required by law.
Stephen Cowan, research last year from the London School of Economics revealed that the numbers now eligible for council care have fallen by more than 300,000 since the downturn. So councils have made it much harder to qualify for any help. You may now be providing care at home free of charge, but is it to fewer people?
No, it's for the same people who are currently excluded. There's 1,266 home care users in Hammersmith.
But if you went back to the start of the downturn around 2007...
We budgeted for a possible increase in demand on the basis that a lot of people were frightened of being able to pay the bill, and other people were very cautious with cash and therefore cancelled the home care charges. We thought, as had been said in a leaked memo, that was putting them at risk. We didn't want any old people sitting there frightened about receiving a vital service.
How steep does the need have to be before you qualify for any help? Is it substantial?
There is a variety of different criteria for help, and we're currently classed as moderate, and we're reviewing that to see if we can be more generous. But we're also aware that next year the government cuts independent living allowance to disabled people, and so we're looking at how we might be able to pick that charge up as
Tony
well.
Travis, briefly, if you could, will these cuts be ones that we will notice?
Oh, I think undoubtedly. I mean, however efficient local government becomes, and it is pretty efficient, there's no doubt that, I mean, taking the issue you've just been raising, I mean, the number of older people in the population is rising sharply, and there's no question with resources, even if they were just held flat, you'd see entitlements to care inevitably being reduced simply to make the money spread a little further.
Professor Tony Travis, Councillor Stephen Cowan, thank you both. Later on in the programme, we're going to be hearing from one of our listeners who's been navigating the care system.